Well, I love seeing a positive story like this. You know, some of the things you talk about today aren't so positive, but this is definitely a positive. U.S. job satisfaction overall is the highest it has ever been since the Conference Board began releasing surveys way back in 1987. Here to tell us more, WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson. Tell us more about the survey and the reasons why more people are liking their jobs nowadays. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Sean. And yeah, a couple of the big reasons for that, according to the Conference Board researchers, are a tighter labor market, which means workers can get better pay and benefits and also greater work arrangement flexibility. 62% of those surveyed say they overall are satisfied with their job, which is about 2% higher than last year, about 5% higher than 2020. Now, the low point in job satisfaction was back in 2010 during the Great Recession, where the percentage of people satisfied with their job was about 42%. Satisfaction in the survey was determined by 26 metrics, including pay and bonuses, workloads, recognition, promotion policies, job security, people at work, quality of leadership, as well as sick days, family leave policies, flex time, pension and retirement plans. Now, those employees with hybrid work arrangements had the greatest job satisfaction compared to workers who were fully remote or fully on-site workers. Those who changed jobs were also more likely to say they were satisfied due to their new jobs, training programs, bonus plans, promotion policy, and mental health benefits. According to the survey, job satisfaction among women remains below that of men, with the gaps appearing in job security, bonus plans, promotion policy, compensation, and benefits, including sick day and vacation policy and health plans. Women are also not satisfied when it comes to their jobs, workplace recognition, performance review, growth potential, and communication channels. The Conference Board survey was conducted online. It had about 1,680 respondents who were representative nationally of all U.S. workers. Sean?
Boy, that is fascinating to me, Lloyd. And I'm not going to ask you all if you love your job, because clearly everybody here loves their job. So we'll get that out of the way right now. But boy, I don't know. Boy, Lloyd, I got to be honest with you, I'm a little surprised at that. And maybe this is based on me spending way too much time on social media. It just seems like so many people are unhappy today. But I'm glad to hear that that isn't the case, at least in regards to their work situation.
Well, and you know, as they said in the survey, you know, the labor market is tighter, and so workers can demand a little more money. They can demand better pay because of this tight labor market. And, you know, they're given that flexibility, as you see, that people with hybrid jobs, you know, like their jobs even more so than those who were fully remote or fully at work. They kind of like that mix. So, you know, a lot of that is going on too. And I think that's lending itself to people, you know, being more satisfied with their job because of that flexibility, the arrangement, the work arrangement flexibility.
Oh, 100%. That is, you know, I mean, you try to find the positive in anything, Lloyd, but I think one of the positives that many workplaces found out, including our workplaces, hey, listen, there is a different way to do things. And if, God forbid, there's an emergency or some kind of circumstance that precludes you from going in, you can still do your job and do it effectively from the comfort of your own home, from the comfort of your laptop, your PC, whatever the case may be. I think that's one good thing that has come out of the crazy times that were the last 3 years.
I agree. And I think the pandemic showed us that, you know, before the pandemic, we would, if it was a bad storm or, you know, Lord forbid, a tornado or wind damage, and, you know, the station went out, we would have to go to a different location. They gave us, you know, a different location to go to try to get things back up and running. Now you can just about broadcast from anywhere at this point. You know, the pandemic taught us that, and people are still getting work done. People were able to work from home during the pandemic. They had to, and things were getting done. And now, since things are kind of subsiding, they want to still have that flexibility. And I think a lot of employers are doing that. As long as the work is getting done, they're giving them that flexibility. It makes them happy. And, you know, the job production is still the same as well.
Boy, Lloyd is bringing the good news this morning, and he has all the answers. So, Lloyd, I'm going to put you on the spot. Uh-oh. How do we keep these young people in Michigan? I mean, that's the one thing that, you know, has been in the news. We talked to Mike Lee about it. It's going to be a big topic of conversation up at the Mackinac Policy. How do we find a way to keep these kids in Michigan?
Well, I think looking at this survey, allowing them, first of all, you know, paying them what they're worth when they are finished with school, and depending on what their job titles are, paying them and giving them that flexibility, and having, yeah, you know, having them be able to work a little from home, a little in the office, you know, a little bit of both. And I think that's going to help people stay and stick around. Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Lloyd, we're not done with you yet. We're going to check in with you a little later on, correct?
We sure are. The Royal Oak Police and Madison Heights Police, they're teaming up. A lot of people are trying to avoid the I-75 construction. I get it. It's frustrating. But they're cutting through neighborhoods, and it's kind of causing the quality of life to kind of go down in some of these neighborhoods. So we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up in the next hour.
Yeah, it is real. Lloyd Jackson, always appreciate your knowledge, but it is real. I mean, it depends on where you live, but there are some areas, I can tell you, out where we live, we are literally surrounded by construction. Just give yourself a little extra time. It's okay.
Yep.
You're not the only one dealing with this, you know?
You're not. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Lloyd. Look forward to checking in with you again. As Ann mentioned, we've got some conversations coming up in the next hour that you might be interested in. Dr. Joel Kahn, we'll be chatting with him. Bud Danker, of course, Penske Corporation president, a massive weekend for Team Penske. And, well, this weekend's going to be pretty big as well. Chairman of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, returning to the streets of Detroit this weekend. And the above-aforementioned Lloyd Jackson, we will check back in with Lloyd as well. Of course, more with Brian Morton and Thomas on a Tuesday morning. I caught myself. I almost said the M word, but I promised myself I'm not going to do it today. First day of the week, but it's a Tuesday. Hour two of the Paul W. Smith Show next, 760 WJR.